Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is a really interesting conversation and one that I'm really curious about. We're going to, if you think back to last June, okay, in Manitoba, a bus driver there tried to cross four lanes of the Trans-Canada Highway. This was near Carberry, Manitoba. And he was carrying a busload of seniors. I think they were headed to a casino, if I remember correctly. But anyway, the bus was hit by a semi. 17 people lost their lives. 8 more were injured. Now, the police investigation at the time determined the truck that slammed into the bus had the right of way. Okay, so the bus tried to get across the highway, didn't make it. No charges have been laid, nothing like that thus far. But the investigation shows that the bus was trying to cross, you know, in front of oncoming traffic and just didn't make it, tragically. So the province of Manitoba is now working on plans to try and redesign this intersection with hopes of making sure, obviously, that something like this never happens again. And they're looking into a system that isn't in use in this country, or if it is, it's very seldomly used in this country. It's called an R-cut, or a restricted crossing U-turn. First I heard of them was this week, but they're pretty commonplace in some places in the United States, including in Minnesota. And Derek Luer is a state traffic safety engineer for the Minnesota Department of Transportation. He's going to explain to us what these are and how they work. Derek, thanks so much for joining us today. I really do appreciate your time.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I think I understand it, but walk me through it, a restricted crossing U-turn. What are we talking about here? How does it work?
Sure. So Minnesota here, we call them J-turns. So that's one of the problems we've had with these intersections is just figuring out what exactly is the best name for them. But in Minnesota, we call them J-turns. Prior, we did call them the R-cut, the restricted crossing U-turn. But basically, the reason we go with the name J-turn is essentially because that's the type of maneuver you're kind of doing as you go across the intersection. So for those drivers on, I'll call it the main road, so the road that typically has four lanes, yeah. You know, two lanes in each direction, yeah, divided by that median. That's the main road, but nothing changes for them. They can still go left like they did before. They can still go right like they did before as they approach the intersection. But really, the big change comes from those drivers on that minor road, that road that is approaching that major intersection. So for those drivers, instead of being able to go straight across the intersection, now what they have to do is they come up to the intersection, they'll stop, and what they do then is make a right turn, and then they drive down the highway just a little bit down the roadway to a designated spot to make a U-turn, and then come back towards the intersection and then complete that right turn lane if they were going to go straight before. So instead of going straight across, you now kind of make three maneuvers of a right, a U-turn, and another right turn.
Okay, now is it still just two lanes in each direction, or do we add designated U-turn lanes? So you're not making you're not trying to pull a U-ey into a car coming at you at, you know, 65 miles an hour. You've got a lane after you make the U-turn to ramp up. So are there designated U-turn lanes sort of that are added here?
Typically, you would add a turn lane, a U-turn lane, basically. So as you'd go across that highway and you go into that U-turn lane.
Gotcha.
So you want to be making the U-turn from that main through lane.
And when you come onto the other road, there's another lane that you're into that's the U-turn lane that eventually ends up spilling you back into the main traffic route.
It depends how it's designed. Sometimes that is there, sometimes it's not. Sometimes you just make that U-turn directly into the through lane, like you put a right turn lane.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, what's the goal here? Obviously, it eliminates the need to cross four lanes of traffic. You're only looking in one direction, so it makes things easier, right? But does it actually eliminate accidents? Not necessarily, right?
Well, yeah, so the way it works is, it basically eliminates drivers from making maneuver going straight across, and really when we've looked at crashes at, you know, the intersection that you're talking about here in Manitoba before now, you know, the typical crashes we see before a J-turn is built, these expressway intersections, is we see a lot of angle crashes.
Yeah.
So, you know, that might be, you know, better known as a T-bone or a perpendicular type crash, though that is the most prevalent crash type. And so what the J-turn does is it, or the R-cut, it doesn't allow you to do that anymore. You can't cross anymore. You can't expose yourself to that kind of crash anymore. So, and you nailed it. You nailed it on the head too. It kind of simplifies those maneuvers. Instead of trying to deal with four lanes of traffic going opposite directions and sometimes, you know, 65, 70 miles per hour, you know, 100 kilometers per hour, you now only have to deal with two lanes of traffic at a time that's coming from one direction. So it really simplifies those maneuvers. I'll pause there. Any comment or anything you wanted to add?
What about reception? Like, how many of these are in Minnesota now, do you think?
Yeah, so in Minnesota, we are probably... We're closing in on 100 that have
been across
the state. We're probably at 94 to 97, the last head count that we did.
How do people find them? I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but anytime we're talking about anything when it comes to driving, change is not something that people adapt to readily. So how were these received when you started introducing them?
You know, when we first started proposing these and the first ones that have been built, and even, you know, in a lot of communities we go to that have never heard of this, there's kind of a perplexing, you know, look, and people are kind of baffled about why we would do something like this. It's very counterintuitive to people to tell them, you know, making three maneuvers is actually safer than making one maneuver. So it is a very difficult sell often. It's very hard to convince people that this is going to work. They just don't understand how turning into traffic and moving along traffic and then making another turn and coming back with traffic could possibly be safer than just going straight across the intersection. But when we built this time and time again, it works. It really does stop severe and fatal crashes.
Interesting. Yeah, I wonder if they'll adopt it here. I mean, seems to make sense. Derek, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.